com.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am glad to be here with Roger.
Hey, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Roger.
Well, it's a beautiful day. Maybe a good day to get out and do some voting if you haven't
done so far. It's a great day to go out and do early voting.
You know what? That's one of the things I really appreciate. Sometimes change, it's difficult to get people to embrace it. But after the 2000 election, Florida was the national spotlight for who was going to be the next president, because it came down to just a handful of votes, all things equal. And there were people on the Panhandle area of Florida, which is in a different time zone. One of the media outlets announced that the polls are now closed in Florida, and they forgot about that section on the Panhandle that were still voting.
Correct.
And they called a winner. And because of that, there were a lot of people who were in line planning on voting for one of the candidates. And I forget who they called and that kind of thing. But there were people who got out of line and didn't vote. And they could have changed things.
Especially we do forget they are in a different time zone.
Exactly. So because of that, early voting began. And then now it's all over the country. So there's no need to stand in line with everybody on election day. You can vote early, but you have to do it in most of the area through the weekend.
Yes, and I haven't done my early voting. We have until the 28th?
It depends. The 28th is actually election day for Florida. I mean, we have people
listening
in Georgia. Okay, the 28th
is the election day.
And
okay.
South Carolina as well. But if you are in online all over the country and around the world, I would imagine. But for Florida, 28th is the election day. For most of those listening in the in our metro area, Saturday is the last day to early vote, and I believe Sunday in certain other counties.
So people want to get out there. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to do your duty and make a difference. And this gives you your complaint rights. You can complain after the fact if you voted.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan on voting this week. I will probably go tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to go Friday. I'm going to commit myself to Friday.
Okay.
Because I've been so busy and did a little traveling that I have not listened to Ed Dean in the morning.
What?
In almost 2 weeks. There's
no excuse.
And I will let all my people out there know that I am not a morning person. And all my friends.
Me either, but I'm here every day.
Because you have to because of Ed. But I am not a morning person. Uh-huh. And everybody who knows me knows that. I mean, most people's office meetings are at 9. Mine is at 10. Okay, I just don't do mornings.
Mm-hmm.
But I set my alarm to Ed Dean, roll over, push the button, the WBOB button, and that gets me going in the morning.
Good for you.
Gets the blood flowing. Okay. And so I don't feel quite, there's a couple of issues that I need to brush up on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping he's going to help me out on those.
Hopefully.
And so I'm going to be back on my regular schedule starting tomorrow morning. And listen to him and get some good scoop from Ed Dean
now
in the morning.
Here is the really neat thing about voting early. During the early voting, you can vote at any polling place that's open. For example, in Duval County.
Correct. Doesn't matter where you're.
It's the public libraries. There are a few other community centers and the supervisor of elections offices. On voting day, on the 28th, you only can vote at your polling place. So that's the benefit of voting early. You can vote in your work, on the way home from work, passing a library. Yeah. Hey, I can go vote in there.
And it's so convenient right now, and I'll tell you why. Because there's people like me out there.
Uh-huh.
My house is actually on Hexter Drive, but I stay at my condo at Beach and Hodges. Mm-hmm. Because it's so close to my business.
Okay.
But, you know, when I always waited to vote on voting day, I had to go all the way to our district voting area near Heckscher.
On Heckscher.
And that was like
a Is that down toward Little Talbot Island that you have to go vote way down that way? Or is it
You know, I went real late at night.
Okay.
And it's a little shack.
Really?
It used to be at the hotel over there, and it's literally in a little shack. It's like, I was scared going there.
Yeah, it's to your benefit. I think everybody's benefit to vote early if you can. Get it out of the way.
It's convenient.
And then listen to WBOB on election night as we give you the returns coming in. And we'll see what happens. The latest polls, everything is real tight. Everything's up in the air. We don't know how things are going to go.
Exactly. Well, I'm excited about our show today. We have a great show. But I wanted to talk about, because we always talk about, you know, the first portion of our show, we chat a little bit and we talk about what's new in Jacksonville. I talk about my listings and then we get into what our program is. And there is a new restaurant in town that's called Cousins Maine Lobster in Neptune Beach. Cousins Maine Lobster. It is in the Public Center there on Atlantic Boulevard.
Okay.
If you guys like Boston lobster rolls mm-hmm. and things of that nature, it is very good.
New England seafood.
New England seafood.
Which is kind of like a different style than
it is.
What we're used to in the South.
So I'm gonna,
but it's still seafood.
I'm going to give them an A+.
You went there.
I did go check it out.
Okay.
I took Chad Murphy, one of our preferred lenders. I said, come, let's go check out this. Of course, I made him pay.
I was going to ask you, how's the pricing? You have
no idea.
The pricing
is extremely over the top. So I'm going to give it a -0 for the pricing.
Okay.
The food, though, is good. I give the food a B. And, but yeah, they're a little over the top.
Okay.
There's another place in Jack's Beach that a lot of people don't know except for the locals. There's a little house, and don't ask me the name of it. I would have to Google it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little yellow house on First Avenue North, just west of 3rd. I think she's still open. Now, all of her New England is all homemade.
Mm.
And you get a huge lobster roll versus this little thing that was kind of like, I think, a half of a sandwich. I was not happy with the size of my lobster roll for the price, but their lobster roll was very good.
Mm-hmm.
But she does everything homemade, so it is the best.
Value.
Clam chowder. Yeah, clam chowder. She does homemade clam chowder at her place at that little yellow house off of First Avenue North.
You wouldn't know it's a restaurant by looking at it.
No.
Kind of reminds me.
And she's only open for a couple of hours in the afternoon. That's it. I think it's from 12 to 2.
Makes me think of this restaurant my daughter took me to once called the French Cafe. You would not know this place is a restaurant.
Yeah.
Off of, was it Powers, I think? And all these cars parked out. What's the world's going on? And it was pretty good food, too. So,
yes.
Anyway.
So I'm encouraging people to go check it out. Make your own decision for yourself. The food itself was good. I thought it was a little overpriced. It is easy to miss because their sign is 2 inches long. 2 inches, I'm exaggerating, of course. So Chad and I were driving everywhere, could not even read the sign. We could read every other sign in that thing. So he goes, maybe it's the one at the end. And I'm going, it can't be. Maybe it's closer to Penman. So this is our conversation, right? So we finally get there and we're going, God, that couldn't even see the sign. So we ended up sitting outside. It is small. It's kind of a fast foodish type place. We sat outside and they lost a lot of business because there's no place for people to sit. I don't think they realize they should have probably had made it a little bit bigger because it's a hit. We get a lot of people from that area that, that come here to visit. So, they need to expand a little bit.
Right. Maybe, you know, someone like yourself can help them find a bigger location.
Yeah, a little closer to the beach. They would rock it down there.
Closer to the beach, you know, larger facility, better parking. And because you always say the food and the pricing is already
And get
good.
A whoopie pie. You have to have a whoopie pie.
Okay, all right.
They're awesome.
Okay, maybe you want to, you know, shop that for them beforehand and then give them a proposal.
I'll do that.
Okay.
But, check it out. Everybody needs to go out there. It's a new restaurant in town. And it's exciting to always get new businesses. So we'll be right back. And we have a great show today. We're going to talk about curb appeal. Does it give you money back? And we have the infamous, the famous Rob Cantrell is in the house.
Okay.
So you want to tune in. It's going to be an exciting show on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles and Roger. We are both in the house today.
We are here, and I just want to let everyone know just how much you enjoy being here on Wednesday afternoon, singing along with the bumper music and waiting for your calls. If you've got a real estate question, any question having to do with real estate, property selling, buying, repairing a problem, dealing maybe with a legal issue, even if Anita doesn't know the answer, she can probably direct you to someone who does. My guess is, though, for most questions, you can probably get the answer from Anita, 904-222-8255-904-222-TALK is the number, and you help people with real estate issues not only in Florida but on the West Coast as well.
I do.
Okay.
We have people that listen in Southern California.
Okay.
I've got a whole handful of people out there that have our WBOB app.
Good.
I will encourage people, because it doesn't matter where you're at. Mm-hmm. You know, you could be at home and you can just click on the app and listen to any of our shows, but more importantly, on Wednesdays from 2 to 3, you can listen to Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Right.
Because we are a fun show. We're a little different than the average real estate show. We're kind of quirky and, you know, kind of weird.
Okay, now
in a good way.
Now there are always people looking to play, maybe buy a new home, maybe they're moving into the area, maybe they want to get a different place, upsizing, downsizing, and you've got a couple of listings you're making available right now.
I do, and I have a perfect home because we did the pre-listing inspection on this house and made the improvements already with Wally Conway.
Okay.
So, and everybody knows how we love Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections. And the house is located at 432 Brody Cove Trail.
Where is that near?
That is in the 32225 zip code. So this is off of Atlantic and Kernan.
Okay.
It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home. It's over 1,600 square feet. And it's got a yearly HOA of only $180.
Wow, that's low.
It is listed for $249, okay. And it's really a nice home, and we've already done the hard work.
Okay.
So a buyer, most buyers know Wally Conway. You know, he's got his radio show. as well. And he's got a great reputation being on HGTV in the past. And, you know, he's written books and whatnot. He is the go-to person for home inspections. So we're proud of the fact that he has put a stamp of approval on this property. And with that, they do an 18-month home warranty. So it's already coming with all of this included. So we want people to take a look. We've had an open house last weekend. I'm not sure, but I got a feeling there will be an open house this weekend. And that's 432 Brody Cove Trail. So we have one also in Flagler County. It is over $1 million at 67 Island Estates Parkway in Palm Coast. So that's a six-bedroom, four-bathroom, over 4,000 square feet, four-car garage. And it's got a covered dock with a boat lift and jet ski lift.
So I'm imagining this is on water?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it has a separate pool house.
Man, this is nice.
This is the place. This is the party house.
And I want to live there now.
It has an in-ground pool.
I want to live there, but, you know, the commute to the station.
The commute is too much.
For me, you know, but if you're already in that area, St. John's Flagler down that way, you know.
Yeah, it's beautiful down there.
It may be worth it for you to at least take a look at it. Now, you said Wally on the first property, had he done a pre-listing inspection?
On the second property?
On the first one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Now, the typical person, you always encourage those who are ready to sell their house to have that done. What is the average person as far as things they need to work on? Or is there an average? What do they have to come up with to get the place ready to go on the market on average?
Well, we're going to be talking about that in a little bit.
Okay.
Because that is a great question, Roger. And we're going to be talking about what does it take to get your home ready to sell?
Mm-hmm.
And does curb appeal, do you get your money back from curb appeal? And so you guys need to stay tuned because we have a guest in our in the house right now. We have Mr. Rob Cantrell.
Hey.
And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Rob Cantrell because when we go out, people stop and want to take our picture because they recognize Rob from Facebook.
Okay.
And from Twitter and from everything else. He's got the max people that you can have on Facebook.
Popular guy.
Popular guy, and he's got his own podcast, Rob on Recovery, and he's a local grown person here. He comes from a family who is very into real estate.
Absolutely.
He's made money in real estate. I've learned a great deal from his crazy mother, and I love her to death.
She's as crazy, what I'm telling you.
Yes, but she's knowledgeable as crazy. Anybody who's been down to Jack's Beach, anybody who's been to San Marco and
Avondale,
they own quite a bit of property in those areas. And she's always been to, Ms. Cantrell's always been into, your mom was always into commercial real estate. And so we're going to talk a little bit about him, to Rob, about his knowledge of real estate. He's got a bachelor's degree in management, a master's degree in business, and a master's degree also in addiction counseling. And I met Rob Cantrell through Facebook.
That's right.
And I can't say that I don't become friends with my clients or customers. I could say that, you know, it's business. So I want to, you know, my job is to get as much money possible. And so I keep it pretty business oriented. But I have become friends with a few of my customers. And Rob is one of those guys that we ended up being best of friends.
Absolutely.
He knows every little stitch about me. He knows I cannot run for public office.
because I was party to it.
Exactly.
But you have something in common. You both at least spent time in Southern California.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We both spent time in California. Mm-hmm. So I asked Rob to come today because I want him to describe what it's like to be a customer of mine. And I want him to describe how we met how we met. It was actually our first meeting.
Well, we actually, thanks, Anita. And I, for anybody that knows us, knows you're one of my nearest and dearest. We met on Facebook.
We did.
We met. And
it gives me a lot of business.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we met on Facebook. And I think we probably bantered back and forth for about a year. And someone contacted me because they knew that I was in commercial real estate. And they were looking for a place in Murray Hill, residential, and so I directed them to you, and you quickly weeded them out that this was not you know, they were just like a professional shopper. They weren't really looking for anything. And in the absolute middle of the Great Recession, I had a house on Mandarin Road, which was just, it became my albatross. I could not move this thing. You know, it was this gigantic five-bedroom, I think, what was it?
Yes.
Five or six-bathroom house. You know, it was
yes.
It was like a Motel 6 with one door. But now you have to realize I grew up in commercial real estate. I grew up in property management. So, you know, I should have known how to market things. I found out very quickly dealing in apartments and dealing in commercial real estate is an entirely different beast than what commercial residential real estate is.
And, correct. It's completely different.
Yeah. So after I had been suffering with this thing, I contacted you on Facebook, and I will never forget. We met at a cafe over on 3rd Street at the beach, and you came in with a briefcase and a purse, and I mean, you were like Miss Businesswoman, and I think I was sitting there in a bathing suit and flip flops.
And sunglasses.
And sunglasses. And I said, well, they've got great salads. And you threw the stuff in the chair and said, yeah, I'm kind of a meat and potato girl.
Yes.
and which I thought was great.
And I think I did order pot roast.
You ordered pot roast right there in the middle of the summer. But the funny thing was is that, you know, after I realized that you were a straight shooter. You know, you were not going to tell me what I wanted to hear. You know, you were telling me the way things were. And which is really... I appreciate that. You know, everybody wants to have, you know, smoke blowing up their nose, but, you know, in the trenches, I want somebody to tell me what reality is.
Yeah.
But
if somebody wants one smoked,
right, they exactly.
probably shouldn't call me.
No, not a good idea. Not a good idea. You don't suffer fools lightly, do you? I will never forget, we went to leave the restaurant, and I'm getting into my car, and you jump into some gigantic black four-door truck thing.
It was a pickup truck. I loved my Chevy Avalanche.
It was a big one, man.
Yes.
I was driving a small, like, subcompact thing, and you could have driven over me.
Now, but I do want to say this before you go on, is that what's hilarious is the fact that here we come from two different worlds.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, the yin and yang.
Yeah, I think it's okay to say that, that Rob is close to being a socialist. and
well, I'm social.
Yes, exactly. And you know, he's a little bit liberal.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I'm over the top, way on the other side.
Oh, bingo.
But you know how people today can't get along because, you know, oh, you voted for this or you voted for that.
We worked it, man. We worked it.
Who cares? Everybody, this is what makes the world go around.
Well, we're Velcro. Right? Yeah. I mean, we recognize.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, there's a separation between issues and people. And it's not, and you have to recognize that. But the beautiful thing that I remember with your, with your truck is that the back of it was plastered with all of these pro-Republican, I don't know what stuff.
Bush.
Bush, and, you know, somebody lied and somebody died and all this other stuff. And I took a photograph of it and I put it on Facebook. I said, I can work with this woman.
It was hilarious.
And you were successful.
Yeah, and I sold a few of your properties.
Yeah, you sold that house. I mean, and I will never forget you. You walked in and you took a look at this gigantic place. And you know, speaking of curb appeal, I remember you said, "What do you cut the grass at night?" You know, it was every single thing that you said needed to be done, I did, and it went smoothly.
Mm.
You know,
curb appeal made the difference.
Curb appeal changed everything.
Mm.
It
did.
It's amazing what a coat of paint or a front door will do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah.
So true.
So was it just mowing the lawn properly, or did you get landscaping put in, or what?
We did a whole bunch on his property.
On my meager budget.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that she said, I have to give you credit. Everything you said to do worked.
Yes. And getting back to your mom. Your mom was awesome. You know what your mom told me? She told me never to take commission. She did commercial real estate. And invested every bit of her commission.
She did.
And
she,
that lady today is sitting pretty.
Yeah, she never took a commission.
And come right back on WBOB. We have more.
Talk radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hawaii residents rushing to stores now to stock up on things like bottled water and other supplies as they face a threat of heavy rain, flash flooding, and high surf, all complements of Hurricane Lane. Lane has been downgraded to a Category 4 storm after being called a Category 5 last night with high winds of 157 miles an hour. Police in Iowa say Homeland Security has confirmed that the man who killed college student Molly Tibbetts was an illegal alien. Police say 24-year-old Christian Bahena Rivera is a Mexican citizen who's been working illegally in the United States for 4 to 7 years, and he is making his first court appearance today. A lot of disappointed tourists here in the nation's capital today, hoping to visit Arlington National Cemetery in neighboring Arlington, Virginia, right across the Potomac. Officials say they've closed the cemetery to the public for the remainder of the day after getting a bomb threat this morning. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered. And now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
This is Clay County Sheriff Darrell Daniels.
I'm Sheriff Bill Leeper from Nassau County.
And I'm Sheriff Mike Williams of Jacksonville. We know Florida's Attorney General defends the Constitution and locks up violent criminals. Prosecutor Ashley Moody's done it. Politician Frank White hasn't. Now, Frank White's lying about Ashley Moody's record to hide his.
Politician Frank White never prosecuted a case, never practiced law in a courtroom. He's a car salesman turned politician whose old D.C. firm funneled thousands to Pelosi and Obama.
Ashley Moody's the real conservative, pro-life, A-rated by the NRA, stands with President Trump, endorsed by Attorney General Pam Bondi. Moody upheld Stand Your Ground, defended our values, protected our laws, and locked up criminals. That's why she's endorsed by nearly 90% of Florida's Republican sheriffs. We trust conservative Ashley Moody. So can you.
Approved and paid by Ashley Moody, Republican for Attorney General.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate. Today we're talking with Rob Cantrell. He was he's describing how it is to be a customer of mine, and we're going to talk about curb appeal.
Big topic if you're selling a house.
It is a big topic.
It's a huge topic because when you're not even there, someone's driving by seeing the sign, and it didn't even dawn on me that what the grass or what But little things.
It makes a huge difference.
Oh, it's more than, you know, I used to call it deferred maintenance, but it wasn't. It's really more than that. It's,
I would think that sometimes, though, people who are looking for a deal are looking for the houses that are for sale that don't necessarily have the curb appeal, because then they can bargain better. But of course, that doesn't help the seller very much.
And your presentation, no, though, your house is instantly presented as a fixer-upper, and then you're not going to get the amount you want out of it.
Right. That's what I was
suggesting. You're going to get the major discount, or when the appraiser comes by and your grass is knee-deep, he's going to take some money off of
so
that.
So even if you're just hiring a guy to mow the lawn for $50 could end up putting thousands of dollars into your pocket at closing.
Well, I mean, putting out a small amount of flowering plants.
Yeah.
I love this. I'm going to read this because it's just a little quote. And it says, your house needs to be framed up. It needs to look like a picture when people pull up. They expect to see a tasteful paint colors, well-trimmed grass, new bark, fresh flowers. They want the whole deal.
They want the whole deal.
Yes.
Yeah, it has to look welcoming.
Yes. And so what I'll tell people is that you can get back. You might get, maybe 60% from a new kitchen. But most homes are bought at the curb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We've had people where we drive up to a house, and because of the way it looks, they do not want to go in.
Right.
Interesting.
No, it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, they just turn around and.
Well, I mean, even as far as bikes and things sitting in the driveway.
Clutter.
Clutter and making it look like a storage room with the garage door open.
Correct, and that's something, we declutter inside, and we tell our clients to declutter inside, but it's so important to declutter on the exterior and not have your garbage pails out there and making sure that those are put away in the backyard or in the garage.
Well, and not everyone's going to love concrete statues in the front yard.
That's true.
Elvis in the front yard doesn't work for everybody.
I laugh because I remember a house that, we had to politely tell them they had... They must have had like 10 statues out front, and it's like, it's a little creepy, it's a little creepy, it's like, do you have domes in the back? It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, traveling, no. Well, I remember when I left Jacksonville and moved to Los Angeles, and I remember you and I met out in LA, and you were selling a house that a couple had, and they had done all of these things to the house, and I will never forget, their market in Jacksonville was horrible at that time. But California was rebounding, and someone came in. You had told them things that they needed to do, and the guy was wise enough to follow your directions. And on the day you were there, you had multiple showings, and one offer came in at full price, and you told him to wait. And by the end of the day, the offers came in, I think it was either $40,000 or $60,000 above what he had offered.
It did.
And had he not, I think if he had not followed what you said, it would have been a...
And they didn't even care.
No.
They didn't even care what it appraised for.
No, they wanted that house.
They wanted that house. And they paid cash over.
That that house was perfect.
And had they
It was $30,000 over the asking price.
So had you not been there to, first of all, ask them to fix the curb appeal, and then let's wait this out a little bit, they would have ended up leaving with a lot less money.
But it would have been the same. It was just a house on a cul-de-sac.
It would have been just another house for sale.
Yeah, it was like a Joe average neighborhood, but... They follow directions, and they benefited from it.
Mm. Yeah, in California, they don't mind putting a little bit of money because they know they're going to get a lot of value. And it's the same here. And people are slowly starting to listen to their realtors and make these changes in the homes. And I've noticed that just in the last year. Prior to that, I can tell you it's hard to convince people here they're going to get their the bang for the buck. But... people are starting to make those changes. I could tell you right here now, if you do not have curb appeal, people will drive away. Your house may appraise for less. And
just because the mailbox looks raggedy.
Well, it's shop worn.
Yes.
It's amazing what I think you told me to change the numbers on the house to get brass numbers, which didn't cost anything because I put the fake brass numbers up.
Right.
And I put a kick plate on the front door. That home, it was what it needed. And I painted the front door a glossy color, and it completely change the whole outside of that house.
What type of dollar investment are people looking to fix the curb appeal issues, the new mailbox, to paint the door, to hire a landscaping company?
Well, you know,
company?
Each house is different. Okay. And, you know, everybody out there is probably going, yeah, yeah, right. But it is. It's just depends. Mm-hmm. You know, so each house is a little bit different. You can spend up to $20,000 to $500, you know, to a couple hundred dollars. Mm-hmm. So it just depends what each house needs. But I could tell you that every house should be power washed. So the driveways, you want them to be looking sparkly, mm-hmm. just like you want the outside to look just as good as the interior.
Okay.
It's actually more important.
All right.
Because that's what's going to get people into the house.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
People are so superficial.
Well, they need to be
living inside. Right.
They want the skinny house.
But they're
house.
Looking at that. Yeah, right. You know what? That is life, whether it's a romantic relationship.
That's right.
Or whether it's, you know, your workplace sometimes. You know,
if you like curves, call me.
Yeah. I knew someone who had employees, and they said that when it came down to it, it mattered more to them that their employee was dressed nice.
Oh, have you ever seen it?
And wore a tie every day than it was them doing a good job.
Have you ever seen
it? Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Have you ever seen an unattractive drug rep? No, they're always these. They look like Barbie and Ken's, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, right. I love it. I love it. Now, the number one thing, and Rob Cantrell hit it on the nose, is bust the clutter.
Absolutely.
That was number one. It's like, because we forget. We need to clean the outside. Your hoses, nobody wants to see them out laying out. You want to roll them up and put them nicely, you know, in a circular thing out, you know, where they should be.
And clean the pool.
Oh, my God.
Clean the pool. Leaves in the bottom of the pool.
Yeah. Bad. Well, not only leaves, but sometimes we go to these homes and they're green.
Well, or they've got every toy they've ever bought floating on it.
Right. Yeah. So take the toys out of the pool. Make sure it's sparkling blue, and just make sure it's nice and clean.
And we're still working on the outside. Huh?
Yeah. We're still working on the outside. Okay. We're talking about curb appeal today. The other thing that is critical is freshening the front door area.
Right.
Again,
right.
You hit it on the nose.
That saved mine.
That paint color. If you just change the paint color to your front door. And I don't mean white, and I don't mean black, and I don't mean red. There's so many door colors out there. If you go to Lowe's, they have a section that's called front door colors.
Yeah, and it's regional.
Yes.
You can have the front door colors that are for the Southeast, for the Midwest, whatever the colors are.
Yes, they have a whole palette for front door colors. Mm. And on Jester, we put a beautiful blue color on there. It's a different blue, and it just changed literally the whole front of how that house looked.
Well,
prior.
Don't colors sometimes clash? You have to get something that works with the house color, right?
Well, of course. Well, you want it to blend.
That's
we don't want a fuchsia pink, you know. When
that's a valid point, too. It's amazing.
Not Palm Springs.
When you walked into my house and suddenly mine looked like Miami Vice, and she was like, oh, no.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. That was a great show.
Yes. Yeah. So not everybody wants really loud, you know, neon-colored houses.
The 80s are
the
dead.
80s South are Beach. Disco died.
That's right. It died.
But it's important to have something that matches, but it also freshens it because of the new paint.
Oh, God.
Makes
yes.
the house look newer. And and you were mentioning, Rob, about having glossy paint.
On my door, on that house that I had.
You want a glossy front door.
Yeah,
it was a
French country home.
Okay.
It you could see it from the street. It really turned out well.
And not only that, but it's better because of the weather.
Does landscape lighting help? Of course, that's a nighttime thing, but very often people will put these lights and they shine up on the tree in the front of the house.
It's beautiful.
In the
evening. I put them out.
Does
They're
that
wonderful.
Actually help sell a house? Because people are driving around at daytime, not night.
And our photographer will go back during the evening to take that evening photo if you have that proper lighting or you have that nice lighting in your pool out in the back. Yes. David Youngblood will go out there during the evening and we'll go ahead and take that additional photo that we can add to our multiple listing, which puts it out to Trulia and Zillow and Realtor.com and all those sites. So, it's very important.
So they see the nighttime and it's lit up like it's something that belongs in Hollywood.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very nice. Well, we want callers to come in. Let's ask us any question you want. We want to answer those questions for you. We're on 222-8255. That's 222-8255. Give us a call. You guys know Rob Cantrell
and
the Cantrell family. So give us a call and You're on WBOB.
904-222-TALK, area code 904-222-8255. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709. Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so
I love that song. That's awesome. We're talking about curb appeal.
You know, you brought up something. Can I throw something in?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm an empty nester. Okay, my kids are all grown, and so when I moved back, I'm moving back to Jacksonville from South Beach right now, and I had looked at places, and the biggest turnoff to me was seeing portable basketball courts in the driveway, because I instantly thought I'm moving into a neighborhood with a ton of kids.
Right, because you're an empty nester.
I'm an empty nester. I don't want to live around a bunch of kids, and that's the thing for me. I don't know.
That would be one thing that I would, again, when it comes to the clutter, you know, if things are movable and it is a portable basketball,
move hoop, to the side of the house or something.
Move it. Yeah. And we just move these things during the photo shoot, and then we put it right back. You know, because
I mean, it's great that people have kids and they play in their driveway. It was just, you know, I mean, guy that's already been through all
we're
that.
We're not selling the basketball hoop. We're selling the house.
Sometimes some HOAs won't even let you park your car on the street.
And I'm happy about those guys.
Inside of the garage. And I'm thinking of things like motorcycles or families that have multiple vehicles.
Hey, some you can't even drive a motorcycle through your subdivision.
Horrible event happened in our subdivision. Someone was selling their bikes, their motorcycle, gave the guy a test ride. He left his car there.
Oh, no.
The guy didn't come back with the motorcycle.
Oh, no.
And it turned out the car that they left in its place was stolen.
That sounds like a Saturday Night Live.
It took them about a day and a half to find the guy, and it was my neighbor who did the homework and hunted it down.
Oh,
told the police where to find them.
Oh wow,
so that's what you call people who are on a mission, yeah. Right there.
Thankfully,
they found the guy.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. So what we've learned so far is that the front of your house needs to be cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I find going up to front doors? Is there's a bunch of cobwebs.
Oh, it's a word.
Sometimes if they're vacant, sometimes, you know, those, you'll get a hornet's nest,
right at the door.
And stuff. So you want to make sure all those things are kept up. Again, that paint color in the front door, it is so cheap. And you don't even need to figure it out what color to pick. Just go down to Home Depot or Lowe's. They have a whole section for a color palette just for your front door. And along with that front door is a nice, new, brand new, very welcoming mat.
Big deal.
And,
very important.
That makes a big difference. Huh?
Yeah,
yes.
Who wants to see somebody's welcome mat with a W worn off? Elkham.
That's right. We want it new.
That's right.
Yeah. What about some of these decorative vanity-type mailboxes that have certain themes with them? Is it better to go neutral or to have the one where it's got the anchor on it or whatever?
Well,
I think
the ones with the country duck is probably kind of a...
That's the one I want.
Yeah,
I could tell you that no matter what you have, just make sure it looks nice.
Oh, right.
You know, if it needs to be painted, you know, it'll take you probably, you know, 30 minutes
to paint.
You're
talking $8 worth of paint.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when you think about $30,000 into the, that's a major investment. I mean, if you're going to get $30,000 back in the sale of the house, spend the $8 at Home Depot and paint the thing.
Right. So that's the main thing.
Okay.
You know, we don't get too many weird, you know, maybe when you go out to Hexter Drive, everyone, you know, sometimes you see the dolphin, you know, type of mailboxes.
But those are really cool,
though. But those are cool for that particular area.
What about Confederate flags in the yard? No?
Major mistake. Any type of flag like that, I think. That's my opinion.
Okay? That's Rob's opinion.
That's my opinion. It's not a political statement. It's just a, you know,
yeah, usually, again, I will tell you that for photos, you know, we want everything taken down so we can just show the house. And, you know, what they put back up is up to them. But
well, I will tell you, I lived in a neighborhood one time where my neighbor was a retired vet, and he had some flag pull up. And you could hear that flag flapping all night long, you know. And I was so, so thankful when he went to a retirement home and that flag, that flag was taken down.
But, yeah, a lot of people put different things up. But, again... You know, for photographs, we're selling the house. Mm-hmm. So, but they put up after is
when you
to
want
them.
It to look, I think when I'm looking for a place and I've been pretty regular moving, of late, but
yes,
it's got to look homey.
It does.
I want to be,
homey and it needs to look welcoming.
Well, and it's got to look like you. You know, it's got to be, I'm at a stage of my life where I want the convertible sports car kind of a thing. So I want a nice
midlife. Yeah. Midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis. Right.
Now, another thing that we'd like people to do is, which is a benefit to them, you know, especially if you have the pool, but you don't need a pool to do this. You could have a deck in the back, or you might just have a large space. Mm-hmm. When people go in the backyard, they want to envision them there. And so it's always nice that, you know, you have the patio furniture. Now, patio furniture can be pricey, you know, but maybe your friends have it that you could borrow it to put in your backyard.
So
while it's on the market.
Patio furniture is a plus, huh?
It Absolutely. Is a plus.
But
yeah,
provided it's nice and it's not being overtaken by mold and mildew.
Well, and if yours looks bad, take it out of the backyard.
Then exactly. Rob's right. You want to take it out. But we're talking about, you know, making your exterior look nice. We're talking about curb appeal. And what's great about people today are looking for outside living space. It's an extension of your inside. So if you can, you know, have a nice, you know, patio furniture out there, the outside barbecue, the fire pit.
Well, patio plants. You know. It's amazing. Go down to Home Depot and get a flowering plant and stick out there.
Yeah, nice pots with, I like bold colors. So, you know, cobalt blue, a bright blue.
What is it, like crotons? I think those are real big in Florida. It's a beautiful leaf plant.
Yeah.
Really cute.
So if you put those things out in the back, it's just another living space, mm-hmm. if you will. So it gives it another living room. And so updating those things, throw rugs out in the back. We see it on HGTV all the time. You know, so I always tell people, watch HGTV and get a few ideas, mm-hmm. you know. Or go to new construction homes and get a few ideas. Right. Because a lot of people think that takes a lot of money. It does not. Mm. You can make your outside look very cute with minimal cost.
Do people still have clotheslines? Are those things, does anybody have clotheslines anymore? Are those all gone?
You know, people do, but I've never sold a house with one.
Yeah, kind of a southern thing.
So if you've got clotheslines, good idea to take that down.
Yes, yeah. take your...
Well, Rob, you want it to look homey.
That's right. Man. Take your Aerosmith t-shirt off of
it. So power washing, mm-hmm. cleaning and repairing, you know, pavers, cleaning your windows.
Mm. Oh, that's a biggie.
Yes. Yeah. I can tell you what we do in California. We take off all the screens and we just put them in the garage. And then, you know, once we have the accepted offer and about midway through for the final walkthrough, yeah. we throw them back on.
Sure.
And I know realtors are out there going, but it's a VA requirement. Yeah, they just need to know that we have them. And we do that because the photographs look better without the screens on. And it just makes the windows look much, yeah. much nicer.
And then when they go inside, which is a different program, it just brings in the light from
it
the
does.
Outside.
It brings in the light. So clean the windows.
Uh-huh. And
clean
you got one thing, too. If you've got a sign on the front door that says protected by Smith & Wesson, or, you know, forget the...
I have to take my sign down.
Well, off the back of your truck, right?
Or to hear this.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Take it down into the house.
You can't really do a whole lot of it. With
or the doormat right. that says protected by...
Exactly, protected by Smith & Wesson.
Yeah, your pit bull, though. It's not a whole lot you can do about that.
God, you guys are making me put all my good stuff away.
Oh, that's right. That's for the second part of your show.
That's correct. Any repairs on the exterior... you know, do a walkthrough of the exterior. And so if things are obvious, you want those repaired. Mow, weed, trim.
Pull the vine off the side of the house. Can't tell you in Mandarin, that was one thing that you said. I had vines growing up the side of the house that could be pulled off with one finger.
Right. If things are overgrown, you definitely want to fix that. So we talked about outdoor lighting.
What about fencing? If you had a wooden fence, would you paint it?
If it needed it, absolutely. So freshening up the entry. We talked about adding the outdoor space and repainting the exterior or painting the trim. Now, some houses don't need to be painted on the exterior. Mm-hmm. But if it does, get it, do it. What we found is you might get a 60% recoup on a kitchen, but we've seen up to 200% return because of your landscaping.
Believe that.
So it is worth it. It is worth fixing up the outside and spending a little bit of money to make sure your grass is green, if it's mm-hmm. feeding it. If it's planting new flowers, you always want to put mulch down.
Well, I think what you said earlier was, you know, if you've got 1980 paint colors on the shutters, change it.
Yes. You want the bang for your buck.
Do you have an opinion?
Homes are bought at the curb.
Do you have an opinion with wood versus vinyl fencing? Because vinyl lasts a long time. Wood is going to be an ongoing maintenance.
Yeah, but
if you're selling it, paint it and go on.
Yeah, actually, you can power wash a wood fence and it will go back to looking brand new again.
Okay.
Yes, I did that. So we want the best bang for your buck. Fix that exterior because that's going to put more money in your pocket. Your house may appraise for more.
And you can move on.
Yes, and you can move on and I can find your new home.
With like, more money in your pocket.
Like you did for me.
Yes. So join us next week on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.